That's so true. So much truth in that great old song. Amen. I'm glad she discovered that song. Good friends of ours. She heard singing that. And those great old songs. I want to read tonight the book of Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, we'll read the first 12 verses. I felt the Lord here a little while back direct me to look into the Sermon on the Mount a little closer. And I don't know, this is just what I feel on my heart tonight, so make no apologies about it. The Lord knows exactly what we need. A lot of times, I guess I can speak for myself. Being an evangelist now for going on 18 years, and I started out evangelizing. The year me and my wife got married, I preached 15 revivals that year and was just getting started in the particular organization I was a part of, which was the Church of God. And they still had some strong elements of holiness at that time. But as a whole tonight, still some good people, I'm sure, among them. But as a whole, they have departed from the faith. I'm sorry to say that, but that's just the facts. You know, some people don't like to face reality, but that's just the facts of the matter. And sometimes we as evangelists, we like to, get something a little more, we think, fiery or whatever, but these are the words of Christ, and this has to be, without a doubt, the greatest sermon ever preached, was this great Sermon on the Mount. So I just began to look at it a little bit closer, but I trust that the Lord would anoint us tonight and use us. Amen. When you find this great Sermon on the Mount in the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapter of the book of Matthew, Matthew goes into greater detail in the Sermon on the Mount than any of the other gospel writers. It is important the way you say something, you know, because the Bible said in that last verse of the Sermon on the Mount, or the 7th chapter, the 29th verse, he taught them as one having authority and not as the scribes. I mean, two men can both say the very same thing. One of them, it has no effect whatsoever. People are falling asleep. But the other one says the very same thing, but it has an impact. Touches hearts. Impresses souls for time and for eternity. I mean, Christ had said some of the same things that they had heard their religious leaders say. We read of another occasion where he went into the temple, opened up, and began to read from the book of Isaiah. No doubt they'd heard those same words, read time and time again from those scribes and those Pharisees. Had no effect on them. But now all of a sudden, when he spoke, amen, devils come out of those possessed with unclean spirits. Amen. When he spoke as one having authority. They knew. Thank God, this man, amen, what he's saying, it had an impact. It had an effect upon their lives. Well, here in Matthew chapter 5, beginning at verse 1, down through verse number 12. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. I desire your prayers once again tonight, as we ask Brother Christie, if you would, lead us in prayer. Amen. I want you to notice that first word from the lips of Christ. You'll find it in the third verse. If you have a red letter edition Bible, you'll find that this is the very first word in red, blessed or blessed, as we say as we read the Beatitudes. I don't know if that's just customary or somehow or another we've got into the rhythm of saying that, or the habit of saying that. Blessed or blessed. Amen. That's what I want to preach to us tonight. Blessed. Blessed. Amen. Nine times these were the words of Christ. Blessed. 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 Amen. It was during the day, the frontier days, during the time when they were expanding west. And, you know, they were still dealing with the Indians. And it was still a lot of uncharted territory. But at those frontiersmen, they had settled and they'd built their houses and they'd built a place of worship. They were gathered worshiping. And that notorious red man, Black Eagle, he led that band of savages. He was planning a massacre of the pale faces that day. They'd crept out of the forest. They'd crept up very subtly. They'd slithered up like snakes. As they were listening to that minister as he began to read from the pages of the Bible, he began to read that day, blessed, 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 blessed. He read those Beatitudes. That notorious red man, Black Eagle, he gave the signal for those red men to depart. Just as subtly as they crept up, they were planning a massacre. There was a change that day as he heard the doctrine of those white men. He said, if these be the doctrines of the pale faces, then let them live and teach this holy doctrine to the red man. Amen. If these be the doctrines of the pale faces, then let them live and teach this holy doctrine to the red man. You know, the world places the emphasis upon personality. It places the emphasis upon charisma. But not so with Christ. Here he places the emphasis upon character. Not upon what we do so much. That's only in a secondary sense. But it's what we are. It's who we are. Amen. One fellow said one time, he was trying to get his point across. He said, to be enthusiastic, you've got to act enthusiastic. Amen. Well, that's the way the world looks at it, you know. Well, if you want to be happy, then act happy. Amen. But it don't work that way. It don't work that way. Amen. Notice he didn't say, blessed are those that act this way, but blessed are those who are. They are poor in spirit. They are merciful. They are pure in heart. Amen. The emphasis is upon character. Well, the world, their emphasis is upon personality. It's on charisma. Amen. It's on the act. Amen. The way they do things. No. Amen. It's more in being. And as a result of what we are. Amen. It's holy men
and the reason holy men have made an impact upon people, amen, it wasn't because they was trying to act holy, it's because they were holy. They preached holiness, amen, and the message of holiness had an impact upon people. It was because that's what they were. Amen, men of faith that preached have made an impact upon others. Amen, it wasn't because they were trying to act like they had faith. It's because they were men of faith. They had faith in God, and they made an impact upon a world for Christ. Hallelujah. And our president made a statement. It disturbed me. I just finished reading one of his books, and just to get the mindset of the man, but he made this statement in his book, The Audacity of Hope, concerning this great Sermon on the Mount. I say again, this has to be, without a doubt, the greatest sermon ever preached. You know, we call a great sermon sometimes, that was a masterpiece. Oh, I'm telling you, that was a masterpiece. Well, this, without a doubt, if there ever has been a masterpiece preached, this was a masterpiece because it was preached by the Master Himself. Amen. Our president, amen, love him or whatever may be the case, amen, or should we, I'm quoting from his book, or should we just stick to the Sermon on the Mount? A passage so radical that it's doubtful that our Defense Department would survive its application. Amen. And evidently, Mr. Obama is making reference to the part in the Sermon on the Mount where Christ said to turn the other cheek. But you can never isolate the Bible. You can never isolate a verse of Scripture in the Bible and build a doctrine on it. That's where false doctrines come. Amen. You've got to take that in light with Romans 13 when it said, let every soul be subject to the higher power. Amen. It talks about those that bear the sword being the ministers of God. I believe speaking of the civil authorities and civil governments. Amen. We are living still in a sin-cursed world. Christ has not come to the earth yet and set up his kingdom upon this old sin-cursed world. But he is going to do so. But until then, we've got to have policemen and armies. Amen. And sheriffs and sheriff departments and hospitals and funeral homes. Because we're living in a sin cursed world. Amen. Oh, maybe a brilliant mind, may have a doctorate degree, amen, may have letters after his name. Oh, but I'm telling you, that's a carnal mind speaking there. That's a carnal mind. But I like what another writer had to say concerning the Sermon on the Mount. He said, we have no right to take these benefits of the kingdom. Blessed are the meek, they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are the poor in spirit, there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they which do hunger, they shall be filled. I mean, on and on. The benefits. He said, we have no right to take these benefits of the kingdom and scatter them before a people who are still rebelling against the king. And for the most part, that's the world we're living in. They're still in rebellion against the king. This does not pertain to those that are not a part of the kingdom. They've not yet come and bowed before the King of Kings and made him the Lord of their life. Amen. This does not relate to them. Amen. Does not. He begins by enunciating the law to the disciples. Notice he called his disciples. Amen. He began to teach them. When Jesus came to set up a kingdom, the first thing he said was, it is not a question of what you have, of what you do, save in a secondary sense. It is a question of what you are. Amen. I'm just repeating what I've already said. It's a question of what we are. That's the emphasis here in this great Sermon on the Mount. It's a question of what we are. Amen. You don't act merciful. Amen. You don't just put on the act of being pure in heart. You don't just put on an act of being something you're not. You've got to get a relationship with Jesus Christ. You've got to first be blessed. amen, to understand the teachings of the great King. I'll never understand it with my carnal mind. I'll never understand it, amen, still in rebellion against the King. Not until I come and surrender my life to the Lordship of the great King of heaven and earth, the Lord Jesus Christ. Then, thank God, I can begin to understand I'm a part of the kingdom because I've recognized my need of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit. I never get anywhere with God until I first feel my need of God. That's the main problem, Brother Kenny. That's the reason we're having such a struggle trying to have revival, have a move of God in this Laodicean church age we're a part of. Because we're rich, we're increased with goods, and we have need of nothing. I mean, that's the spirit. That's the spirit of the day. Amen. Reach me if you can. Bless me if you can. Move me if you can. Help me if you can. Amen. Getting nowhere with God. Amen. The very first step to getting anywhere with God, I've got to feel my need of God. Notice he didn't say blessed are the poor. He said blessed are the poor in spirit. I'm not going to cover all these just generally. But that first word, notice the Bible said in verse 1, seeing the multitudes. He looked out over the multitudes. He sees that hurting heart. He sees that discouraged soul. He sees that one that's depressed and discouraged. And he knows the reason why they're in such a condition. He sees the brokenhearted and he knows why their heart's broken. He looks out and he sees the troubled, the discouraged, the disheartened, the downcast, the outcast. He sees the needs. I tell you, looks over tonight, this great congregation, and he sees our need. He knows the hurt. He knows the desire. He knows what makes us tick. And I tell you, he's got words, amen, that'll speak just exactly. Amen. He's got the answer to last question. He's got the solution to last problems. Every word he spoke, it was for a purpose. Thank God he had something to say. He didn't just speak idle words, but oh, the power of the words of Christ. Amen. I see again, amen, the last words in this great Sermon on the Mount. He spake as one having authority and not as the scribes. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. When he was set. I mean, just sat down. Amen. I read where it was the official position of the rabbi in that day to sit down. That was their official position in teaching. They didn't just stroll about and walk about. They just sat down. I mean, here preached the greatest sermon. Oh, I mean, we holy rollers, we think, man, that guy preached. I'm telling you, he was running all over that church. I'm telling you, turning cartwheels and somersaults, beating on the pulpit, kicking that leg, how's his head. I mean, jumped up on the pulpit. He's running the back of the benches. I'm telling you, that guy was preaching. Oh, yes, sir. What did he say? I don't know. I don't know what he said. Praise God. I'm dead and he's preaching, nobody. Yes, sir. Hey, don't know what he said. Glory to God. I know it is important. I say again. Amen. I reemphasize again. I mean, two men, both of them say the same thing. One of them dead, lifeless, powerless. But the other one got something to say. He's heard from God. Amen. He's talking holiness. He's preaching holiness. And the reason it has an impact, he's a holy man. Amen. Preaching faith. And it has an impact. It inspires others to believe God. Why? Because he is a man of faith. He is a man of faith. The Bible said in verse 2, notice, he saw the multitude, but when he was set, the disciples came unto him. I mean, these were words especially for the disciples, for the followers of Christ. I'm not sure, maybe some of the multitude did get in on what he had to say. But he's going to teach these things and preach these things to the disciples that then they can go out and be the salt of the earth and the light of the world and bring an influence, even influence of moral and spiritual corruption of their day and dispel the spiritual darkness, even that they were a part of, even and be exactly what Christ would have them to be. I'd like to be that, wouldn't you? Oh, help me tonight, Holy Ghost. Amen. He opened his mouth and taught them. He had something to say. Amen. He had something to say. I mean, there's this little boy riding along with his daddy. He's riding down the road.
He sees a train. He said, Daddy. He said, what keeps that train on the track? He said, I don't know, son. They just kept riding. After a while, he saw a boat out on the water, and he said, Daddy, what keeps that boat on top of the water? He said, I don't know, son. They kept riding. He saw a plane up in the air. He said, Daddy, what keeps that plane up in the air? He said, I don't know, son. He just kept riding. After a while, he said, Daddy, you don't mind me asking questions, do you? He said, no, son, how else you gonna learn? How else you gonna learn? Yeah. I mean, the problem is we got a lot of questions. Amen. We got a lot of questions, but we may not have the answer. Yeah, I'm telling you, Jesus, He's got the answer tonight. It's upon I'm emphasizing. We've got questions. We've got problems. But He's got the answer. He's got the solution. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, He opened up His mouth. And the very first word from His lips was blessed. 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 Amen. The word blessed is an inner joy that is untouchable by the world. It includes a sense of spiritual well-being because of one's relationship to Christ. This word blessed has been mistranslated. And the modern translation is happy. 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 Well, the word happy comes from the word hap, which means chance. That's a gambler's word. Just by chance, I got lucky. Oh, I was lucky. I wasn't killed in that car wreck. I was lucky. No, amen. I'm not lucky. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Yeah. I don't want to live by luck. How about you? Amen. I mean, happiness, the word happiness, that's a good word. But happiness is dependent upon our happenings. As long as everything's happening to suit me, I'm happy. I mean, I'm healthy. I mean, you know, the sun's shining, got a little money in my pocket. I'm happy. Oh, but I get sick and I'm broke. Amen. I'm not happy anymore. I'm telling you, our relationship to Christ, He didn't come to make us happy. Somebody said, only as a secondary, really a fruit of a real experience with God, He come to make us holy. And as a result of making us holy, blessed are the pure in heart. Thank God we are happy. Amen. But more than happy, we've got the joy of the Lord. Amen. Our emotional high is not dependent upon our circumstance all the time like the world's is, but it's dependent upon our relationship with Christ. Amen. I'm blessed. It's built on my relationship. It's based on my relationship. Here we find in this fifth chapter what we call the Beatitudes. Really, eight different characteristics that Christ describes here. He gives these eight qualities of life that result in true happiness. I didn't know this, Brother Christy. Some of you probably knew this. You that are musicians especially. That they are eight notes in an octave of music. You probably knew that, Sister Ginger. Eight notes in an octave. Well, amen, maybe you're learning something tonight then. I learned that in study. There are eight notes in an octave. So one writer called this the heavenly octave. Amen, the Beatitudes here, the heavenly octave. I know he mentioned the word blessed nine times, but the last two times he's talking about the same thing. Talking about those that are persecuted. Now, why are they persecuted? They're not persecuted because they're going out there breaking the law, stealing, and taking things don't belong to them. Amen. Setting folks' house on fire. Speeding and reckless driving. No, they're not persecuted for that reason. They're persecuted for righteousness' sake. Again, it's a result of what they are. Amen. That's the reason they're persecuted. Because they take a stand for right. They take a stand for the truth. And that's the reason they're persecuted. Amen. Eight Beatitudes are the heavenly octave. Amen. Describing a life that is in tune with heaven. Hallelujah. How many wants their life to be in tune with heaven?
I mean, we're living in a world, and I won't take the time tonight. I have preached about that Pied Piper, you know, that just bewitched, charmed that little village of Hamelin. I won't go into all the details of that tonight, but can I tell you the world as a whole is being bewitched and charmed by hell's Pied Piper? Amen. Whether it be some lying preacher or lying politician or whatever form it might come in, and I tell you, I'd like for my life to be in tune with heaven tonight. I want to be exactly what God Almighty would have me to be. I want to be blessed. Amen. I want to be blessed. The world has its own idea of blessedness. It's totally contrary to the teachings of Christ. I mean, just lay them side by side. The world says, blessed are the rich. Oh, he's blessed. Man, he's got money. Amen. I'm dead. That's a blessed man. It's got its own idea of blessedness. Blessed is a man who's always right. Blessed is a man who's satisfied with himself. Blessed is the man who's popular. Blessed is the man who's mighty. Amen. Blessed is the man who's cruel. Amen. I mean, the world's got its own idea of blessedness. And for the most part, it's contrary to the teachings of Christ. Amen. That's why an educated, though it be an educated, yet a carnal mind would say a teaching so radical that it would be impossible for our defense department to live up to it. Amen. Because it's people outside the kingdom. They've not yet come and submitted their lives to the King of Kings and made him the Lord of their life. Amen. And desired to live by the laws of his kingdom. But I'm glad to be a part of the greatest kingdom the world knows anything about. Let me tell you something, brother. I know it may look kind of bleak right now, Brother Kenny. It may kind of look like the church, amen, is just barely getting by. But let me tell you something. I'm among some of the greatest people on the face of the earth. You saying you're trying to lift us up? No. I'm saying because we're connected to the King of Glory. Amen. We're a part of the greatest kingdom the world knows anything about. Hallelujah. It's a kingdom of heaven. It's a kingdom of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm telling you, heaven's going to rule, brother. Heaven's going to rule. Righteousness is going to prevail. The truth is going to conquer in the end. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Blessed is a man who's rich. Blessed is a man who's popular. Blessed is a man who enjoys life. Blessed is a man who's healthy, wealthy, and wise. That's the idea of the world. These are the beatitudes of sight. And this present world, it comes with a shock and opens a new realm of thought that not one of these entered Jesus' mind when he treated a blessedness. Not one of them. I'm telling you, that's exactly the way the world looks at it. Two men, compare these two men, both of them. One of them said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. I'm meek and lowly in heart. Amen. Anybody know who that was? Yeah. That's his king. Amen. That's his king. Then there's another man. He said, I shall conquer and rule the world. The third right. Amen. Will reign perhaps 1,000 years upon the earth. That was Adolf Hitler. He's dead and in the grave. Third Reich's a thing of the past, a thing of history. Amen. Lasted only a few years in what little kingdom it had. Amen. Trying to be mighty, trying to conquer, trying to be so cruel and worse, so very cruel. Oh, that's the idea of the world. Compare again these two men that went up to the temple. Jesus told about two of them. One of them stood off and prayed thus with himself. I'm glad I'm not like your poor old heathen over there, that old publican over there. I pay my tithes. I read the Bible. I go to church. I fast twice in the week. Amen. I'm not an adulterer. I'm not an extortioner. I'm not a thief. I'm not a liar. I mean, just went right down the line. Oh, I'm so proud of who I am. That other old man wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. He said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. wouldn't even lift up his eyes to heaven. Oh, which one was blessed? Which one went down blessed? Amen. Jesus said, that man that said, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He realized his need of God. He was poor in spirit. God can't help that man that never feels his need of God. But that man will come and humble himself and realize, I'm nothing. I'm nothing. I'm nothing without God. Amen. I mean, just look at the opposite of these teachings of Christ. This is the laws of his kingdom. The poor in spirit, the opposite of that, the proud in spirit. Proud in spirit. Those that mourn, the light-headed, the not caring, the pleasure-seeking. Now, he's talking especially about us mourning. We mourn when somebody we love, you know, a near relative, a friend passes away. We mourn their loss, their absence, their death. He's talking about our spiritual relationship. I'm mourning. What am I mourning about? I'm mourning the absence of the presence of God. I'm mourning the death, amen, in my own spiritual life. I need the life of the presence of God. I need the life of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Oh, that the church one more time to come back down. Amen. Oh, they shall be comforted. Thank God they're mourning the absence of the presence of the Holy Ghost. The absence of the presence of the Comforter. That's what the Holy Ghost is. He's the Comforter. And we need the Comforter to come to the church. When the Comforter comes to the church, he brings revival. He brings life. He brings conviction. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, sir, the opposite of these is the meek. Blessed are the meek. I'm not going to get into all this, but just showing you a contrast. The aggressors, the Hitlers, the Stalins, the Saddam Husseins, even to a lesser scale, the bullies, amen, of our day. Blessed are the persecuted. Again, I say he's not talking about the persecuted because they're out there breaking the law, thieves and robbers and murderers, but those, amen, who are living right, are persecuted because of their stand for the truth. The opposite of those who are persecuted are those who play it safe, who compromise, who never take a stand for the right. Amen. They're filling them up. They're filling up houses of so-called worship tonight, user-friendly. I mean, oh, we don't require anything of you. Just come, come, come. Come as you are. Amen. No change required. We want everybody to be happy. Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. Amen. If you're old, we got some for the old. If you're young, we got some for the young. If you're skinny, we got some for the skinny. If you're fat, we got some for the fat. If you're rich, oh, we really want you. Hit the poor, we'll come on anyway. Amen. We'll pray you'll get rich. Amen. I mean, that's the day we're in. Got something for everybody. Well, what do y'all have for the young? What do you have for the divorced and the remarried? Amen. What do you have for the singles? What do you have for the elderly? I'll tell you what we've got. We've got Jesus. I said we've got Jesus. I mean, who knows he's the answer. Amen. What ails us tonight? Maybe that's a little simplistic, but I tell you, it's still the gospel truth. Amen. Real blessedness does not lie in who you are. Amen. And you know, in the worldly sense of the matter. Amen. It does not lie in the fact of how much money you got and the kind of car you drive, the kind of clothes you wear, amen, the home you live in. Amen. That's not the reason we're blessed. Amen. Our blessedness comes in the fact of our relationship to Jesus Christ. The Bible said the blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow with it. Amen. A real blessed man is a man that knows God. Amen. The more blessed a man is, the more he can know this God. The closer he can walk to him. The Lord's presence and favor on our life are our greatest wealth. It's our greatest wealth. Amen. It's the blessings of a right relationship with God. Amen. Blessed, blessed, blessed. Those who are, amen, their character, their nature has been changed because they have come and submitted their lives, amen, to the King of Heaven, the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the reason they're blessed. That's the reason they're blessed. We have a vivid example of this in the scripture. The Old Testament account of that man, Jacob. The Bible said there wrestled him a man to the breaking of the day. I tell you, Brother Christie, I'm convinced that that was the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that was Christ. Because later Jacob would say, I've seen God face to face and my life is preserved. And as he wrestled that man that night, he said, let me go, Jacob. The day's breaking. The sun's coming up. In other words, let me go. Amen. I want folks to see us out here wrestling in the daylight. Glory to God. He said, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. I've got to have a blessing. Not just a blessing, but the blessing. I've got to have the blessing. The blessing. Oh, I'm not going to let you go till you bless me. Amen. And he blessed him there. I mean, Jacob realized, he said, it's been many years since I've seen old Esau. And the last time I saw him, he said, I'm going to kill old Jacob. It's the last thing I do. As the last words, I mean, that was his, you know, the last thing he remembers hearing from the word, from the lips of Esau. I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill him. He said, I've got to have not just a blessing. I need more than a goosebump. I need more than a little jerk. I need more than a tongue. I need more than a little, amen, a little spasmodic splash. I need more than a little, amen, emotional high. I've got to have a touch from the mighty hand of God Almighty. How many has come to that place tonight? How many's got desperate with God? I'm tired, amen, of just a little emotional high. I need a blessing. I need the blessing from the Almighty tonight. Well, he blessed him. He blessed him. And he changed his name. He said, no longer is your name going to be called Jacob. That's that deceiver. That's a planner. That's that old snake in the grass. That old cheat. I'm telling you, you got to watch old Jake. He's a snake, I'm telling you. He Jake the snake. That's the way he was. He's deceitful. Oh, but he blessed him that night. And he said, now your name's going to be called Israel. That means a prince with God. Because you got power with God. That means you got influence with God. And you got influence with man. That's the kind of people Jesus, amen, is saying they're blessed. They're the salt of the earth. Amen, they're an influence. Amen, in the midst of a corrupt world. In the midst of a perverse society. Moral and spiritual corruption. They're the preservative. They're the thing keeping it from rotting completely. They're the light in the midst of a moral and spiritual midnight. They're the light of the world because they're blessed by Christ. Changed his name. Anytime, for the most part, there's a change of name in the scripture, it indicates a change in the character, in the nature. And that's what happened to old Jacob that night. Amen. He got blessed. Got blessed in the midst of his struggle. Got blessed in the midst of the trouble. Amen. Oh, and the next day, the Bible said the sun rose upon Jacob. It was a dawning of a brand new day. Thank God he got a new name. He got a brand new experience. Amen. He halted upon his thigh. Who Esau looked down the road and said, I declare yonder looks like old Jake coming down the road. But said, the only thing got a different walk. Amen. He halted upon his thigh. Yes, sir. He got a new name. Got a new nature. Got a new walk. Got a brand new touch. Amen. Got a new experience. From God Almighty. He got blessed. He got blessed. He got blessed. Oh, I want to be blessed by the Master, don't you? I read where he led him out as far as Gabbeth, and he lifted up his nail-scarred hands and blessed them. Amen. He done something for him. That's what he done for Jacob. He done something for him. He done something in his heart, in his life. Amen. More than he fell out. Yeah, we're living in a world, they like that falling out. Somebody blew on them. Somebody laid their hand on them. We're trying to get them to stand up. He was telling his sister the other night, bless her heart,
He said, oh, talking about folks falling out. Yeah, I mean, God can knock you out. He knocks some folks out. Amen. He don't just knock them out for, you know, for no reason. He's not in playing emotional games with anybody. If you fall out, brother, amen, he's doing something for you. Oh, but I told the little sister the other night, Brother Junior, I said, we're not so interested in them falling out. We're trying to get them to stand up. Glory to God. Stand up for Jesus. Stand. And having done all to stand, keep on standing. Amen. When the pressure's on, when hell comes against you. Oh, I want to be what God. I want to be blessed, don't you? There's three things tonight. Three things that I read that destroys blessedness. The first thing is a sense of guilt. A sense of guilt. I don't care how much money you got. Care how well known, how well thought of. That sense of guilt destroys blessedness. It eats away like a canker. Oh, sense of guilt. The second thing that destroys blessedness is a feeling of forsakenness. Nobody cares, Brother Sonny. Nobody understands. They don't care. If I die and go to hell, nobody understands. Poor old pitiful me. That sense of forsakenness. That's one thing the enemy will do. He'll isolate people. He'll get you to draw away from the church, and draw away from the people of God, draw away from those that love you, those that care about you. They'll draw away from family and isolate themselves. We're in a world that they're, for the most part, in the midst of a multitude. They're forsaken, all alone. Nobody cares. Nobody understands. Nobody knows what I'm going through. And the third thing that destroys a sense of blessedness is that fear of defeat. Well, it works out for Brother Christian, Sister Rhode, but it never works out for me. I mean, just always, the more I try, looks like the worse it gets. What's the use trying? Can't win for losing. That fear of defeat. And I tell you, there's three cheers from Christ to answer all of those dilemmas that we face that destroy the blessedness in a person's life. We've got three cheers from the lips of the King Himself. Amen. The Master. Thank God with His masterpiece. Amen. Sermon tonight. There's three cheers to answer. That sense of guilt. Amen. Here's a cheer from Christ. Be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Answer that sense of guilt. Amen. Another, the second cheer from the lips of the Master Himself to answer that feeling of forsakenness. Amen. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Out there in the midst of the storm. Amen. In the midst of the howling tempest. Oh, we face storms and troubles and trials in this old sin-cursed world. But we've got one that said, I'll never leave thee or forsake thee. I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Yes, sir, His presence. I don't know what I might face, but if I can face it and know that God's with me, it'll be all right. Oh, that Christ is with me. Amen. The last cheer from the lips of the Master. Amen. That fear of defeat destroys a sense of blessedness. We've got another cheer. Three cheers from the Master. The last cheer, He said, in this world ye shall have tribulation. He said, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And because I've overcome, you can overcome. Thank God, because I've conquered, you can be more than conquerors through Him that loved you. Oh, yes, sir, three cheers. Even to answer all the troubles, all the things that destroy the blessedness in our lives. He's got an answer. Is it guilt tonight? Amen. Cheer from the lips of Christ. Be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. Is that a feeling of forsakenness? Here's another cheer. Be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Is it a fear of defeat? Never work out. I know that works out for everybody else, but He's not talking to you. That's what that devil will tell you. Have fear of defeat. I know He's blessed others, but He just never blessed me. In this world, you'll have tribulation. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Because he overcome, you can overcome. We can overcome. Amen. We can overcome. Are you blessed tonight? Are you blessed tonight? I've done my best. I hope I've said something to be a help to you. I make no apologies. I say again, this got to be the greatest sermon ever preached. It's a masterpiece. If there ever was a masterpiece, this is one right here. I mean, oh, so much he covered. Amen. I'm blessed tonight because of my relationship. Amen. With him. The closer I can get to him, the more blessed I'll be. The better I can get acquainted with him, the more I can learn of him and learn him. Amen. The more blessed my life and your life is going to be. Amen. As we stand together. I want my wife to come tonight. Before she comes to this piano, I want us to pray. She woke me up last night. I'll just be honest with you, before God and this great company of witnesses here tonight, I didn't feel real spiritual about 2:30 or 3:30 or whatever it was. But she is trouble. And I knelt down beside that bed, and I began to try to call on God. I want her to come right here, and I want us to stand right here, honey, if you would. I want us to get that anointing oil, and there may be others here that need prayer, but I just wanted to call her right here. Unless you help me pray tonight. I believe it's just the enemy. She was so troubled, her heart was racing. They done all kind of scans and EKGs and everything else the other day, and they didn't find anything wrong with her heart. Not a thing. She had pneumonia. Thank God she's recovering from that. Oh, God knows. I know there's other needs here tonight, but we're going to pray for her, if that'd be all right, to get this thing rolling. Amen. Brother Christie, if you would get this anointing oil. Hallelujah. Oh, we need to pray one for another tonight. Oh, I feel the presence of the Lord here. Oh, oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the Spirit of God. Oh, let's let him have his way tonight, church. We're not here putting on, Lord. We're not here showing out. We're here needing your help. We're here needing your help. We're poor and needy. Just lift your hands up, Lord, and bless us tonight. Bless your people tonight. Oh, Lord, would you lift those nail-scarred hands and impart to us the blessing of the Lord that maketh rich and addeth no sorrow with it. Glory, 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 glory. Sweet Lamb of God. Sweet Lamb of God. The spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I say, the Lord, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God. In him will I trust. Shut to the hoodie up, shut to the glory to God. Oh, I feel him here tonight, church. I feel the presence of the glorified, resurrected Christ. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, I believe so much of the time, Brother Daly, which we worried about what to do. We worried about how to make it happen. Thank God we don't have to make it happen. Oh, just send up the prayers. Send up the praises. Oh, just let me be what God wants me to be. And the blessings come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's not trying to make it happen. It ain't trying to work it up. It's just do what God would have us to do. Be what God would have us to be. Hallelujah. Send up the prayer. Send up the praises. And the blessing come down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. 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 I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but would you and your husband come? Could we pray for y'all tonight? Would that be all right? Doreen, you and your husband, would y'all mind if we prayed for you tonight? We're not going to throw any dust on you. We're not going to put any strange powers on you. We're not going to pull any snakes out of the box. But we just want to ask God to touch you. Would that be all right?
Thank God for this wonderful family here.
Presence here tonight, church. I feel the glory of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's worship Him. Let's magnify Him. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, I'm getting beside myself. Hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. I feel the presence. Oh, that one that rose from the dead. I feel the presence of Him. Hallelujah, the raised from the dead. Glory. I feel that same power. I raised Christ up. Thank God it'll quicken your mortal body by His Spirit. I'd raise Christ from the dead. Oh, that's right. That's right. Oh, I thank God for what I can feel here tonight. Glory to God. I'm happy and blessed at the same time. Glory. Thank God, but more than just a little happiness, I got the joy of the Lord. Amen. The joy of the Lord. which is my strength. In His presence there's fullness of joy. At His right hand there's pleasures forevermore. Glory to God. More than the joy over a football team or a basketball team or a baseball team. Thank God I'm cheering for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I'm on the winning side. I'm on the winning side. Hallelujah.
I appreciate them coming up tonight. They didn't have to do that. Thank you for being here. God bless you. I want to see the Lord.
Oh, I tell you, I feel the Lord here tonight. On this first night of this meeting, thank God this thing liable to turn into a revival on the first night. Oh, you say we got to get going two or three nights before we can have revival. I'm telling you, nothing too hard for God. Amen. He can come blowing in on the first night. Thank God. Suddenly, amen, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lamb of God. I'm just trying to obey God tonight. I know there's other needs here. But I want Joel to come. I'm telling you, the Lord, He's not looking for us to try to act like somebody else or be like somebody else. He wants us to be what He created us to be. Amen. He can bless us. We may not act like somebody else or do like somebody else, but just do what God wants us to do. That's all He's wanting. Amen. Joel needs the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Would you let's pray for Joel? Somebody else want to step into the water? Step into the water. Anybody?
That's just a rainy tonight. Oh, God. We know, oh, Lord, You're the great physician, Lord. You're the great physician, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, nothing too hard for You, Lord. You said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. By Your stripes, we are healed. God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, by the authority of the Son of the living God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let healing virtue go into this body. I rebuke this sickness in the name of Jesus. I rebuke this sickness in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lamb of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, God, we're not here putting on. We're not here throwing off. Ah, we're here believing You.
We're here in need of your help. I know you're there present help in a time of need. Oh, you haven't changed. Anything you've ever done, you still do. You're the Lord, you've changed enough. You said, I'm Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Oh, I know you're here. Oh, I know you're here. Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we believe you. We believe you, Lord. We believe you, Lord. Oh, we believe you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I wish I could think of that little hymn Jack Cole used to sing. What was it? All things are possible. Only believe. Only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Believe. That's it.
Only believe. All things are possible.
Oh, that's right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Possible, Lord, I believe.
You know, in those great tent meetings, they saw blinded eyes open. They saw crippled folks raised up. They saw cancers healed. I mean, those men, God really used them. Oral Roberts, Jack Cole. God really used those men. Some of the others that come along. God really, but it wasn't the man. There's no power in our hands. It's just flesh touching flesh. And I'm telling you, the same Jesus of Nazareth, even that called Lazarus from the dead, oh, that opened blind Bartimaeus' eyes, that rose from the dead after 3 days in the grave, it's the same Jesus that you and I are praying to. Amen. I feel His presence here tonight. I feel faith rising up in the hearts of His children here tonight. Let's believe God. Oh, hallelujah. Only believe. Our God, no power in our hands. But there's power in our hands. God, I'm a hood of a heart. He's got a hood of a heart. God, in the name of Jesus, would you lay your nails in our hands? No power in our hands. Oh, God, I know you're the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. You have not changed. Oh, let the glory of the resurrected Christ. Oh, heal this sugar now, baby. Open these eyes.
Because you paid a great price. You suffered stripes on your back. Scores. Oh, your flesh was ripped and torn. Oh, it was not in vain. It was for our healing. Ah, your stripes. We are healed. Ah, your stripes. We are healed.
Oh, hallelujah. He didn't bear those stripes in vain. There ain't one of us holy enough to merit one blessing. There ain't one of us righteous enough to deserve any good or perfect gift. But it's all on the merits. It's all because of Him. It's all because of Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I read Brother Sonny, you remember reading in the Bible where he said, I am God, I change not. Do you ever remember reading in the Bible where he said, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever? Hallelujah. Do you remember reading where he said, every good gift and every perfect gift cometh down from above, from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither a shadow of turning. Oh, He does not change. He's the same. He's the same. He's a God of the Bible tonight. I don't understand His ways. His ways are higher than our ways. I don't understand His thoughts. Amen. His thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Amen. But I want to serve Him. I want to live for Him. I want to trust Him. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. He's worthy of my allegiance. He's worthy, thank God, of me being totally sold out, dedicated, consecrated, committed. Thank God to the end. Oh, yes. Help me sing this tonight. The lame man laid at the temple one day. Peter and John went up to pray. They prayed and the lame man walked away. It's all in Jesus. Give Him the praise. Jesus, give Him the honor. Jesus, give Him the praise. Jesus, give Him the glory. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus. Give Him the praise. I called on the Lord from the valley of sin. He reached way down and He took me in. He guided my steps and He holds my hand. And I'm running all the way to the promised land. Jesus, give Him the honor. Jesus, praise. Jesus, give Him the glory. It's all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus. All in Jesus, give Him the praise. Jesus, give Him the honor. Jesus, Jesus, all in Jesus, my sweet Jesus, all in Jesus, give Him the praise. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, I'm glad what I can feel here tonight. We're on holy ground, we're on holy ground, we're on holy ground. Because God has sanctified this place with His presence. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody else need prayer. Somebody else, you want to step into the water? You want to step into the water tonight? While the Lord's moving. Amen. Sister Daly, would you come? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, no power.
Do we have the Lord? We know you've got all. Lord, we know you've got all the power tonight. Heaven and earth, nothing to God, in the name of Jesus, would you touch us? Let the healing virtue, let the healing power of God. Da 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 Jesus. Would you touch our children? Oh, we need your help, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need you, Jesus. Praise God. Nothing in our hands we bring. Simply to thy cross we cling tonight. We're clinging to the old rugged cross. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, let your healing virtue. Bring a healing to this. Touch this liver, God. Smite this liver, God. By your mighty healing virtue. Oh, we plead the blood, we plead. Oh, the fact that by your stripes, that's our plea tonight. You are the healer. You're the great physician. You paid a great price. You provided in the atonement. He was wounded by our transgressions. But he was wounded by our transgressions. He was bruised by our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And by his stripes, we are healed. We are healed. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He paid a great price. Oh, yes, he paid a great price. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all in you, Lord. All in you. All in Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, no man can heal. No man has the power to heal. And oh, the saints of God, the church can get a hold. We can still touch the hem of his garment. We can still touch this wonderful Christ. In prayer, he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities, and we can touch him. We can touch him tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, I thank God for what I can feel here tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Any way you want to do it. Yes.
Thank God we felt what we felt here tonight because we saw the need that we needed to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. There's a lot that are on the outside of these walls tonight. Amen. If they could only understand how much they need the Lord, how much they need to draw nigh to Him. Amen. The Bible said if we draw nigh to Him, He will draw nigh to us. Amen. We come here tonight desiring the Lord to meet us here. We draw nigh to Him. Amen. Desired the Lord to come to work in our midst. And the Lord came to us. And the Lord worked here tonight. The Lord done, amen, great things amongst His people here tonight. I thank God tonight for His Word. I thank Him for His Spirit. Thank God for His presence and what the Lord has done. Amen. And so we must continue on, seek the Lord while He may be found, and draw nigh to Him and ask the Lord to come and work and move in our midst, in our behalf, that He will help us every night here, not just tonight, but thank God for what He's done here this first night, a revival. Amen. The presence of the Lord, and amen, the Holy Ghost was here tonight. Amen. You know, this is reality. This is real. Amen. The God that created heaven and earth, amen, was right here inside these walls tonight. And I appreciate the Lord and what He has done. Amen. And I believe He's going to do great things every night throughout this week. So continue on to pray and trust that the Lord will have His way and work in our behalf. And just pray that the Lord will deal with others that know of this revival, and that they would see their need. You know, the Lord's not going to help us if we don't see that we need help. You know, we can...